So cash flow is the darling. Capital growth hardly gets mentioned. But when it comes to investing for retirement, that's what you have to consider first, is capital growth. The fact that you have enough cash flow in your everyday life by whatever means, usually your job, means you cash flow is not the problem. What the problem is, you need to grow your net worth, and that's capital growth. And here's why. Let's say you're somewhere between 25 and 45. You're getting started, or maybe you've already started, but you want to do better. You don't like your track record so far. Maybe it's because you've been going after too much cash flow. Because when we go for cash flow, we hurt capital growth. Conversely, when we go to capital growth, it hurts, it slows down, it retards cash flow. You can only go for one at a time, whole hog, without hurting the other. It's not going to happen. You are going to hurt the other. So what do you need now and what do you need later? You're retiring on cash flow. You're not retiring on net worth. So here's the thing, and this is probably the simpler way to look at it. When you retire and you have a big pile of gold that's worth $3 million, you're going to get the same yield, and let's just arbitrarily say it's 6%. So you're going to get that 6% on $3 million. Well, 6% on $3 million is $180,000 a year. But if you only have $1 million or $500,000, well, that's only $30,000 to $60,000 a year. It's the same yield. So the idea is you'd much rather have the bigger pile of gold, right? Well, the guy with $3 million worked on building his pile to be bigger for the last 30 years, while his friends were working on cash flow. And that's why he's got the bigger cash flow in retirement. And they had the bigger cash flow in the first few years. So here's what you want to do. You want to go into high-quality locations. You want to have skin in the game. It's not that you don't want to have cash flow. It's just not your primary goal. You want to buy properties that are younger, not older. You want to have nice areas, high-quality tenants. And what you're looking to do is pay off those loans. Because if appreciation happens, we're all doing the happy feet dance. But don't count on it. Never count on appreciation. All those people in all the West Coast places that counted on appreciation because that's all they were used to from the 70s and 80s and in through the latest bubble, where are they now? You can count on it until the day you can't. And man, when that river stops flowing, there's no other water. And that water is your retirement income. Don't rely on it. Take it when it's given to you. But just don't plan for it. When you pay off all the debt you acquire when you buy property, and it shouldn't be a lot of debt, it should usually be no more than 65 to 80%, and if it's 80%, you better have a good reason for it being that much. Immediately start paying that debt off. When you do, you're creating net worth. A lot of people, you borrow, and you should, for the most part, with rare exceptions, 30-year fixed rate income. For investors these days, that's the high fives to the low fours. 6 years ago, it was the low sixes to the mid sixes. It's going to change, sometimes from 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But you want a 30-year fixed, unless you're a big earner. Then we can talk about 30 doing 10. You create your own net worth. If you've got three or four small properties and you're eliminating all the debt, whether it takes you 4 years or 14 years or 18 years, they're free and clear. If they add up to $3 million over time, great. If they didn't and you did it in 8 or 9 years, now you've got options. Because you know what? It's not just the guy with the gold that makes the rules. The way you want to look at it is the real estate investor with the most options wins. every time you free and clear a property from the debt it began with, you've created a brand new full page of new options on your menu. Keep creating net worth. The goal long term is cash flow and retirement. Until that day, it's all about growing your capital.